This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Times have been tough for the Eastman Kodak Company. It filed for bankruptcy. There were layoffs and more layoffs. It's trying hard to survive. Well, Kodak may get some help from a few friends in Hollywood. Directors like Christopher Nolan and Quentin Tarantino are pushing movie studios to commit to buying a certain amount of film from Kodak for the next several years. So say that happens, then what? Tracy Samuelson reports.
Even though the movie industry has gone digital, these directors want to preserve the option to shoot film in the future. Dave Riebstein, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, says having that option will actually depend on what Kodak does with these sales.
If you're just getting more money to continue to do what it is that you were doing that wasn't working, that's not going to be a successful strategy.
He says when GM invested in saving its tired but iconic Cadillac brand, it succeeded with a major redesign and targeting different customers. But propping up a company in the short term can be like a finger in the dike, says Ken Doctor, a media analyst for Newsonomics. Like when former French President Nicolas Sarkozy wanted to help ailing newspapers.
He had the government fund one-year subscriptions to, I believe, the students graduating from high school as a way to stem the tide. That was a short-lived program.
But there is still value in Kodak's brand now that it has an artisanal quality to it, says Douglas Holt, the president of the Cultural Strategy Group, a brand consultancy. He says Kodak used to be a symbol of mass culture. Now it's antiquated and cool.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, Polaroid, you know, a lot of these brands that were mass culture brands of the older, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s have the same, possibility to push back against the mass culture of today.
But the problem for Kodak, says Holt, is that a lot more of these once iconic companies fail than succeed. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.